I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. This is Day to Day. The TV network Bravo has been airing a series of documentaries this week, which might be considered a bold programming move because news and documentaries have been crowded off TV by reality shows. Of course, this documentary series is called The Reality of Reality and is about reality shows. As it turns out, there's some chicanery going on with the genre. Sherry Levine is a producer of the series. She spoke with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Sherry Levine, you're a savvy TV veteran, not only producer of The Reality of Reality, but an executive of Bravo, which makes reality programming. So is there anything in the series that shocked even you?
Oh, there was lots in the series that shocked me. In our How Real is Real episode, where we sort of pulled together all the different fakeries that have happened on the different shows. When you put it all together and you look at it in its entirety, it is stunning. You start with the innocuous, where you have someone's home, as in Meet My Family, turns into a different home, and it's a better home, and it's a more telegenic home. But then you have people doing reshoots, and you have reshoots on Survivor, and you have reshoots, major reshoots on a show called Manhunt.
And in some cases, they, if the contestants can be believed, producers totally lied to them, no two ways about it.
Contestants seem to often have been misled as to what they were getting themselves involved with and what they, you know, the show ultimately ended up being. There's been so much publicity and there's been so much talk about it that anybody who goes on a reality show should know what they're walking into, and they should sort of be very much aware as to the fact that not everything is as it seems.
So that first wave of contestants, where this was a new genre to them, do you have any sympathy for them for being fooled?
Yeah, I don't think they knew the score, and you know, they walked in so often thinking it was one thing and thinking it would be fun to be on TV, not really knowing what the downside to being on TV can be.
I once talked to a very smart guy who made a professional wrestling documentary, and he said that people think wrestling fans think it's real, but wrestling fans know it's fake. They just like the theater and the storyline. Is that how reality show producers think of their fans?
The reality show producers that we interviewed all said that. They all have a sense that their viewer is really a savvy viewer, that the viewer doesn't, there was one guy who said, you know, they don't want reality, reality's boring.
That's also, that argument for a producer to make is also the most self-serving for them to make. It gets them off the hook for a lot of responsibility.
That's right. But they would turn around and they would say, you know what, if we were to give you reality the way reality really is, it's boring and people wouldn't tune in.
So for all the flack that reality shows have taken, is there any artistic or even societal argument that you can make on behalf of the best of the genre?
Yeah, I think some of them are really a form of social engineering, in a way. You're putting a bunch of strangers together, and you're setting them up for different tests, for different competitions. It's like lab rats, and you sit back and you want to see what happens. And that's true. That happens. I mean, it's fascinating. It's human behavior, and a lot of these shows do that. I mean, there's manipulation and you have to sort of be aware of that, but you are still getting a sense of seeing how people react to strange things. And, you know, some of those, and those reactions often really are genuine.
Sherry Levine, executive producer for Bravo, thank you very much.
Sure.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca. The final episode of Reality of Reality airs tonight. All five episodes will be replayed tomorrow.